Are you ready? It's time for Gardening with Sharon, and it's all brought to you by Proven Winners, Canada's number one plant brand. And Sharon, good morning. We're learning today how to do a germination test. I've got my pen and paper ready. I'm ready.
Okay. So last week, we started to jump into practical tips for starting plants from seed. I wanted to just delve into germination testing. And you'd say, well, why in the world do you even want to do a germination test? Well, germination tests can be done to check seed viability on seeds that you're unsure of. Like maybe you didn't refrigerate your seeds. Maybe the seeds were crushed. Maybe they got wet, something like that. There was some kind of damage to them. Or seeds that you've harvested yourself just to nail down how good they are. And then three, seeds that are older than 1 year, because seed viability does decrease with age. So super simple to do. Here's the how to do it. Find a container that can be sealed to keep in moisture. So like a flat Rubbermaid type of container works great. So set the seeds between layers of damp, but not soaking wet paper towels. And what I like to do, here's the like type A in me. I like to place the seeds on a grid in a multiple that fits easily into 100. So, you know, if you don't have a lot of seeds, then test 20 or 25. If you have a lot of seeds to spare, you can test 50 over 100 because it makes it really easy to calculate the germination in a percentage. And that's how they're always expressed. So what I do then is I put them between paper towels and they're all organized. Then I seal the seeds in to retain moisture and then label the containers clearly with what seed type it is and the date you started the test. And then just check the seeds daily and then reseal and just leave them out on the counter. You'll notice that seeds will germinate on a bell curve with you'll have outliers on each side. So there's like super early germinators. The majority will germinate within 1 or 2 days. And then there's some pokey cabooses that'll show up at the end. And when you see that germination has subsided, then you can do your calculations and you express it in a percentage like I mentioned earlier. And then just a few little tips on how to interpret the germination rates. Ideal germination rates are 80% or higher. So then you just seed normally as indicated on the package, or you might find the information on the web. If the percentage is between 70 and 80, so a little more thickly, if it's below 70%, double sow. And if it's below 60%, triple sow. And if it's lower than that, I just don't know what to say.
And if people want to find out more about how to do a germination test, where do they find you, Sharon?
You can find me at Gardening with Sharon on Instagram and my social media, Instagram and Facebook under Gardening with Sharon. And then there is my blog on my website, Gardening with Sharon. And the blog is called Practical Tips for Starting Plants from Seed.